Like so many other times, when Amanda and I see something of interest, or we hear about people having success with a holistic way of doing things that we haven't tried before, I'm a chicken at first. I want to try these things, and we will never suggest anything to our clients that we haven't tried ourselves first. And this was exactly the case with what we're going to talk about today. We heard about it, we were interested in it, and I chickened out. Until Amanda tried it. And now we're both all in.
We believe in growth and continuous learning.
We believe in educating and sharing knowledge.
We believe the body is miraculous and is able to heal with the proper nutrition and support.
And we believe the right mindset is key to your success.
I'm Amanda Gawaitley.
And I'm Kate McDowell. And this is Limitless Health.
Live well, naturally. Welcome to the show. Today we're talking about mouth taping. Mouth taping is something that Kate and I both heard a few times on different podcasts and just kind of touched on the benefits of why to use it. And we were both kind of intrigued. And after, again, we both heard it a couple times, we just ended up talking to each other about it. And as Kate said, you go first, the usual, which is hysterical. So we discovered that we actually already had tape that we could use, and then was able to explore that option this past week and experiment with it and see how it went. And I was the first to go, as I said, and I just took, there's this cloth tape that we had already. It's just a generic brand that we can get nearby. There's also another one we have. It's a brand name, just durable cloth, something that doesn't have latex with it. Just there is specific mouth tape, I guess, out there as well that I've heard, but this does the same job as long as you're not sensitive to anything, I guess. So basically you just kind of rip off maybe an inch or so length piece just so you can tape your mouth together as advertised. And I guess we can just kind of get into the benefits of why, because there's always a reason that we're drawn to doing something. There's a benefit that comes with it. So maybe we can talk about why mouth breathing is bad first and then get into that. Because I think many people out there are mouth breathers, and maybe you've woken up. I'm sure many people have woken up where your mouth just feels kind of dry and, you know, that gross feeling that you get in the morning. And the mechanism of the body is such that you're supposed to breathe through your nose, not through your mouth. Your mouth is there for eating, drinking, those normal things, not to be breathing consistently. So during mouth breathing, this is where you're forcing air. This is at a larger volume than you can breathe through your nose. And if you're at all stuffed up, or you've ever been stuffed up, at least I found I find I'm not getting enough oxygen. So I will take that deeper breath through my mouth to get that air in. So you can notice the difference between what's available versus mouth breathing versus your nostril breathing, if you will. So do you want to cover why there are some bad things associated with mouth breathing?
It's so interesting too. And I like how you said that it's like many things you'll hear at once and you'll think that's crazy. Because that was initially my reaction when I heard of mouth breathing. That was initially my reaction when I heard of coffee enemas too. And we've already discussed that and the benefits that we've seen from that. And it's having an open mind. And when you hear something the first time, it may not be the right time for you to try it. But over time, hearing it over and over again, it's like, okay, maybe this is something that I need to take a look at. And I remember hearing about the problems with mouth breathing when I was in school, in the sense of Weston Price, who wrote a book and talks about the dental structure and the mouth setup in children in different parts of the world and how it can be linked to so many different things. But if you're mouth breathing, one of the problems with that is that cavities are a lot more common, and dental, like periodontal disease, like problems with your overall health can happen when there's problems in your mouth. And mouth breathing can lead to that, because like Amanda said, like our body is designed for us to breathe through our nose. We have nose hairs to be able to filter out the bacteria and the viruses and the pathogens and the other things in our environment. And when we're breathing in through our mouth, it's like come on in. Everything is welcome. We're not blocking it out. So, yeah, any dental diseases, a lot of the times that can be linked to mouth breathing. And like the benefits are far outweigh the fear that, oh, this might be horrible. It's really not that bad, I promise. But yeah, so I thought it was really interesting to dig into this a bit more after hearing about it a few years ago. And it's amazing the improvements that people can see just by something as simple as taping their mouth closed, as horrific as that sounds, while they're sleeping.
Yeah, there's a blurb here I have where children who mouth breathe have numerous health issues, including abnormal facial growth and developmental misaligned teeth, poor sleep habits that can cause exhaustion and poor mental processing. And there's also a tie-in to symptoms of mouth breathing for children and teens are identical to the symptoms of ADHD. That's a link to a study here that I have as well. Wiley Online Library, I guess, Journal of Sleep Research. Neurobehavioral correlates of sleep disorder breathing in children. It's quite interesting. Like something as simple as that could be causing other issues. And it's a simple thing that you can fix just by a piece of tape.
I think it's similar with adults because ADHD is a thing that's, it doesn't just hand select, it's only for children anymore. A lot of adults are dealing with ADHD symptoms as well. And yeah, like what if you tried taping your mouth to see if it made a difference and the ADHD is gone? Like how amazing is that? And for kids as well. So it's pretty cool. There's a lot of other things, other benefits that it provides. Being able to tape your mouth and to make sure that you're breathing through your nose while you're sleeping.
And it's not just during sleep, it could be while you're awake. Some
That's
people are
true.
mouth breathers while awake as well.
That's true. And actually, I remember, Amanda, your mom mentioning this ages ago where she was reading something or learning something through yoga, and that was talking about that while you're exercising, you should be breathing through your nose. And again, I was like, that's insane. I can't imagine going for a run and trying to breathe through my nose the whole time. But it, again, you're filtering things out, and there's so many more benefits that we'll talk about that you can get from that as well.
So you were kind of touching on how that could affect adults as well. It also states here, adults who mouth breathe are more likely to snore and often struggle with sleep disruptions, including sleep apnea. So it says they're probably the ones drooling while sleeping too. Mouth breathing also impacts blood pressure, heart rate, worsens asthma, and deprives the heart, brain, and other organs of optimal oxygenation. So that's pretty intriguing just from not breathing correctly can impact so many things.
Yeah, like one piece of tape on your mouth at night. What if it could change all those things?
Oh,
Right?
wow. That'd be
Amazing.
fantastic.
Yeah. And so we've been doing it for a couple days now.
Day three now for me.
And it's cool because like the first day I was like, okay, it's the day before Christmas. What if I wake up tomorrow? What if this tape has like caused a reaction on my lips? What if I look ridiculous because I have these big puffy. Anyways, my brain went like a thousand thoughts of how it could go wrong. And then the next night, I was like, you know what? Okay, I'm just going to do this. And it was really strange how comforting it was, which is weird. But they, you know, the association or they say that it's supposed to help improve sleep. And it has. Both of us have noticed
Yes.
that sleep has been better. It can improve your dreams. And make you remember your dreams, which I know is something that Amanda, you struggle with. And it's just very interesting. There's lots of other things that it can benefit. Like it improves nitric oxide levels for us, which it's a mineral that we're deprived of. Is it a mineral? Well, no, it's a substance that we're deprived of typically. Like children and adults are deprived of as it is. And nitric oxide helps with so many different things. It enhances memory and learning, hence the ADHD connection, maybe. Regulates blood sugar, no, blood pressure. Regulates the inflammatory response, improves sleep quality. I've definitely felt a difference there, which is really cool. What else does nitric oxide do?
Just looking up quickly, nitric oxide is a molecule that is produced naturally by your body. And it's important, so obviously for so many aspects. So I think you may have covered some of these while I was looking that up. Memory learning, blood pressure regulates inflammatory response, improves sleep. Am I repeating what you said?
A few of them. It's
Okay.
okay.
Doesn't hurt to hear it a second time. Increases endurance and strength, promotes weight loss, improves immune gut function, relieves pain, reduces heart disease risk, improves symptoms of anxiety and depression.
Those are all pretty important. And I mean, we know that when it comes to weight loss, like sleep is really important. I know that in the past, I used to be someone who would give up an hour of sleep because I thought it was more important to go to the gym. But sleep, like everything resets while you're sleeping. Your nervous system resets, your immune system resets, your hormones are all going to reset and rebalance while you're sleeping. And I never even made the correlation that, like, oh, I need to make sure that I'm breathing through my nose. And that does help with weight loss as well. So I'll be interested to see if there's a difference that we see there. We will share reports if that's the case.
So all the benefits I just read off are actually related to increased nitric oxide levels, not just
Mouth
mouth
taping.
taping, but t
Yes.
mouth taping as a benefit increases nitric oxide, which is related to those benefits.
Right.
It does say it reduces teeth grinding as well, which is I find interesting. It says when you have disordered sleep breathing, teeth grinding is the body's natural reflex to force air into your airway. And life-saving reaction. So there could be that possibility, but there could also be the parasite thing as well. So there's something to keep in mind.
Yeah. It also reduces the risk of dry mouth, which Amanda has already talked about, because who hasn't woken up in the morning and you're just like,
Yeah.
oh, dry mouth all the time. And it's like, if you're immediately grabbing for water when you wake up in the morning because your mouth is pasty and dry, mouth taping, I've definitely noticed a difference there. I haven't woken up with a dry mouth once this week.
Yeah, and I've actually noticed with doing the last 3 nights because I previously last week was waking up around 3-ish in the morning, and the last 3 nights right through,
Amazing.
which has been awesome.
Amazing. Dry mouth also promotes cavities because the teeth are not bathed in saliva, which they're supposed to be. That breaks things down and makes sure that things are functioning properly. It also helps, I think, with remineralizing your teeth. So saliva is important. And if you're living with dry mouth, or you're waking up in the morning living with dry mouth, if you're waking up in the morning with a dry mouth, if you're mouth breathing all day long, you might be living with dry mouth. But if you're waking up in the morning with dry mouth, it's not a good benefit for you, so it's good to get rid of that.
All right, so how do we do this? How do we mouth tape? I like this is something we didn't do. We just kind of jump right into it and put it on and went to sleep. But if you're maybe a bit nervous about that and want to go a little slower, you can always just take a piece and put it on while you're awake and try that and just see how that feels and get used to that sensation. Yeah, just try that. But if you have like stuffy nose and have issues with breathing normally, then maybe this isn't the right fit for you.
Or the right time, right?
The right
It's
time,
deal
yeah.
with that first. And I agree, putting it on, we're able to muscle test and see, like, I knew that I wasn't going to have a reaction to the tape because I was able to test that and see. And if you're interested, like, we can help you with that as well. We help all our clients with testing to see if there's sensitivities to things. But when you buy the tape, if you're worried that it may be a reaction, yes, try it while you're awake and just for a short amount of time and see, like, oh, okay, am I okay? The tape that we bought, so it's like medical tape. It's like the normal tape that you would tape gauze on, kind of thing. Don't
Yeah.
buy duct tape. Don't use packaging tape. Don't use
Fact that
electrical
they have to
tape.
mention that is in some of the things is just hysterical, but I get it. These are why recommendations end up happening. Don't do this, don't do that, because people do them.
Yeah, but yeah, it's just like the fabric medical tape that we're using.
Yeah.
But if latex is an issue for you, if there's anything that you know you're sensitive to, make sure that you try it first and see that it's okay. Like, nothing that we're suggesting is medical recommendations. We're just sharing our experience and how we've done it. So hopefully you find it helpful.
And if you're curious, you can look up and research yourself as far as what works for you. So as I kind of said for myself, I think you experienced the same thing where you slept right through. There's a hormone in our body that stops us from peeing of a night. It's an anti-diuretic. So if you're getting up in the middle of the night and finding you have to pee, it's probably because maybe you've woken yourself up and it's like, oh, I could pee because I'm awake. And that's I think that's very common for a lot of people. So if you're like us and doing this, and maybe you'll find as well that you're just sleeping right through because you're not having that disruption of the sleep and how you're breathing, that kind of thing.
All right, so the act of mouth taping is really simple, but why should I do it?
There are four main reasons probably that we should look at. Why would you even consider putting a piece of tape on your lips and holding them together? Better sleep, more deep sleep and REM, so you can get better rest. And as I think you mentioned already, you're more likely to remember your dreams. It's supposed to help with memory as well. Less chance of grinding your teeth at night. And that can obviously that's going to affect your dental health as well if you're continuing to do that often. Less cavities and bad breath because your mouth is not open, creating an environment for this bacteria to thrive because you've dried your mouth out and the your saliva isn't doing its job.
Yeah, increased
And
nitric oxide too, which is
yes.
cool, which had a whole bunch of benefits. When you
Totally.
breathe through your nose, your body produces more nitric oxide, which is hugely beneficial for us. And most of us are deficient in it. Sorry. But this is a way that you can improve that. And more nitric oxide is going to help with blood pressure regulation, which was fascinating. When I heard that, I was like, oh, that's really cool. Because lots of people deal with blood pressure problems. Right? And what if just taping your mouth could make a difference? Or making sure that you breathe through your nose, even during the day, could make a difference with your blood
Yeah.
pressure.
Well, just having that awareness as well that maybe you are like breathing through your mouth instead of your nose, as we're designed to.
Increased nitric oxide also helps with weight loss, as we mentioned. Also very interesting. With memory, with learning, with inflammation, which is the root cause of so many things in our lives in terms of health, and then more things as well. So it's pretty fascinating the benefits of this, and it's a really simple thing that you can try. We've both tried it a couple nights this week and noticed a difference just in the quality of sleep that we've gotten. Like I wake up feeling more rested the next day. I don't know about if you have as well. And it's like, I'll share as more benefits come up, we'll definitely willing to share that. But if you're willing to try this, let us know. Let us know how it goes. Let us know
Yeah,
if
I'd
you have
love
any
to hear.
questions.
Yeah, it's a great simple way to just improve overall health. So why not give it a try and do it for longer than just a couple of days? Because to actually notice a benefit, you have to do things longer. I know from some of the articles I looked at, the recommendations are basically you could do it for the rest of your life to make sure that your body is functioning the way it needs to and you're getting the benefits. So let us know, give it a try, and we'd love to hear your results.
Well, thank you for listening to our episode today, and we'll see you on the next one.